Right now, we thought we would open the door and welcome an old friend into the studio. He's the maintenance man here in our building, Clarence Murphy. Hey, yeah. Clarence, how are you?
Yeah, I'm Donovan Miller.
Hey, good Clarence. To see
you. It's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in your building.
Yes, we just said that.
I thought I'd come on the air and introduce myself to you as Clarence, the maintenance man from here in your building.
Hey, yeah. We saw you in the hall, and you said you did want to come on the show for some reason.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about football and baseball, and also I heard you talking there, Junior. Did you know that I ran in the very first New York City Marathon in 1894?
I didn't realize it was that old.
Not that old.
No, I'm sorry, 1961.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a little
very
different.
Very first New York City Marathon.
A little different.
I don't know if that was the first year of the New York City Marathon.
I think it was the 70s.
Well, I mean, it was my first one.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my first one.
All right.
And it was in 1983.
83, man.
And anyway, I was actually running to solve Duchenne's muscular dystrophy just like you, Junior.
Same thing.
Oh, just
well,
like
that's for
you.
A good cause.
And it was me, Nelson Rockefeller, Calvin Coolidge, and Dale Hansen.
Really?
Yeah, that was our team. That was our team. And Dale was actually in shape back then. He weighed a lot less than he does now. I think he only weighed like 290 back then. And And we set the record for time and fundraising. Our four-man team raised over $1 million for our early version of Team Sam. And, of course, all of that was donated by Nelson. We never got a lick from anyone else.
Nelson really well, at least you raised some money, though.
At least you raised some money. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. And I want to say that we ran it in, I think it was under two.
Yeah. Well, that's never been done before, so it's...
Yeah, I know. Well, it has been done before. Yeah, we did it under 2 days. And
Days.
Yeah.
I thought you meant hours.
And I bet you fighters are happy this election is over, right?
Yeah, finally.
Well, I voted Trump's.
Did you?
Trump?
And I make no secret about that, but you know... I realize we all vote for different candidates and whatnot, but now that the election is over, I hope that we can all put aside our differences and our anger and our internecine frustrations and unite as one people to kind of come together to build a wall and throw women in prison. And
and I don't think that's the message.
I'm teasing with you. I voted for Trump's just because I want to see how obnoxious the White House looks after they gold plate everything.
Yeah, they may do that.
And I hope Trump's knocks out some walls and finally expands that Oval Office into a circle like it should be. Just needs a little bit more room.
Yeah, you'd think. You could probably do some of that
work. Yeah, but I hope Trump's will do a good job. And I hope he doesn't deport all illegals because my latest wife is Mexican.
Is she?
Yeah, doesn't speak a lick of English neither.
Melania?
No, my wife's not named Melania.
Oh, your wife.
Mine's named Maria, but she don't speak a lick of English, and it makes it kind of hard to communicate with her. But as long as she understands the index finger into closed fist motion, I
Clarence,
think we're going to have a happy marriage.
Clarence, that's just
that's terrible.
Well, I know. I'm just kidding. I don't really work down there anyway with all my prostate problems and everything. Ever since my last lengthening procedure kind of messed up my prostate in some way.
Stop having those.
Well, I can't help it, you know. I mean, you get a little bit of girth and length, and you want more. I'm on that plastic surgery roulette table there, and I keep going round and round.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Clarence. That doesn't sound good at all, Clarence.
Clarence,
I'm fine.
Could you at least
need to cut down a 2-pack a day.
Oh, you're still smoking?
Of course I am. Yeah, somebody's got to do it. But anyway, you fellas head on down to the boiler room. I made some election specials.
Ooh.
Yeah,
election specials. I got some petty fours down there and some haystacks and some trail mix that I mixed up myself.
Okay. Still doing your baking and cooking, aren't
what
you?
What else am I going to do down there? Everything's automated. So long, musers.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man, in the building.